This question, Jess, is from Mike, and he's got an unusual idea for a possible renewable energy source.
How much energy is in moonlight, and could solar panel technology be used to capture this energy?
So, solar-powered nightlights.
I think
feasible?
this is an interesting question, especially leading on from the moon-related chat earlier. I think, so for a solar panel to work at all, you need a material called a semiconductor. And a semiconductor is kind of halfway between a metal, which conducts all the time, and an insulator, which is like a plastic that doesn't conduct. And in a semiconductor, you have this gap between it not conducting and it conducting. And what you need to do is you need to have enough energy to get the little electrons in that not conducting part to the conducting part. And when you've put that energy in from the sunlight, then it can start working and generate power. And if you had a semiconductor that was the right thing for sunlight, obviously, if you got enough light intensity from the moon reflected back, you could have this kind of moon solar panel. But the moon's not very reflective. It's about 3% of the sun's light. So we're not getting a lot of it back like that. So we'd have to have a really efficient concentrator to concentrate all that light coming back from the moon. And actually, you can find it. I think a group in Spain made this really beautiful kind of glass orb that you can generate power from the moon's light. The other option is to put solar panels on the moon and then send the energy back as microwaves.
Richard?
Well, I was going to suggest maybe a mirror in space. I know the Soviet Union were very keen on this back in the 1970s. I think they did some, or at least planned some experiments. You had the planes, you could light them at night from sunlight with mirrors in space.
I think entirely that this kind of thing is dreamy blue skies research ideas, that either you put solar panels on the moon or you put mirrors in space and shine the light back. Because obviously the moon has no atmosphere, and all these other things that we lose so much of the light intensity coming to Earth wouldn't happen up there. It's incredibly expensive, and we should probably channel more money into researching, and I'm pretty sure we're great at it now, researching renewables on Earth before we start playing around in the skies.
There was some idea about having a giant microwave beam that would gather energy in space and then send that energy down as a huge microwave beam and collect it with a dish on Earth. Obviously, there are losses at all these all the stages, but was there not some concern that if an aeroplane or something inadvertently flew through the microwave beam, it would be cooked out of existence?
Well, it does seem an extraordinary idea. I think the big issue with solar energy is storage. It's the big issue with renewable energy generally, and that's the thing, isn't it, Jess? Needs to be sorted.
We've got pretty good at storage now. Lithium-ion batteries are a really good way to store it, and we're getting really, really good at that research and really good at it in this country. There's loads of great research groups doing it. So I don't think it's storage. Genuinely, I think it's political, the reasons that we haven't taken it up yet, but also obviously the cost of doing any kind of extraterrestrial renewable energy research is a bit out of our range at the moment.
Kate?
Oh, I just had one other point about the moon being used for a solar panel. Just the fact that it has phases, and it also, like, the light doesn't decrease linearly as it goes from full to half phase to new moon, that it actually, by half phase, it's only 1/5 of the already 3% that you have.
So once a month you've got no light at all.
Once a month we're winning, and the rest of the time it's just like
not so good.